Hello people, welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast and I am so grateful, thankful you stopped by. If you are new, welcome. If you are a returnee, welcome again. Thank you, I appreciate you. Today we have the next in our She Wins series. So I'm not sure if you've been following the series, but today we have the second in our She Wins series coming up. If you haven't listened to the first one, please go back and do so. But today we are going to be talking about winning through transformation, and we're going to hear from K. Renee Ward. So She Wins is about celebrating winning, or stories rather, from winning women, or winning stories from amazing winning women. And the amazing woman we have today is K. Renee Ward. She's an entrepreneur, and you know, been in the corporate world as well, sharing her journey of just transformation and how she's becoming and evolving into, you know, what she's, who God has called her to be, and just all of that. It's such an amazing story and something I'm so glad to just sit back and watch. So we're going to be hearing from her, talking about how, you know, we met, etc., how we know each other. Bear in mind, this is a kind of over the seas thing. So K. Renee is based in one of my favorite cities in the world. I like always call it one of my favorite because I really like feel like it's kind of my heart's, part of my heart's home. Many places, there are a few places that I feel home, and this is one of them. So she's based in Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, I wasn't there with her when we did this. This was one of these over the seas types of things. So apologies if there's any bit of distortion, but we try to make sure it was as clear as possible for you guys. So bear that in mind, but get your popcorn, your drink, everything, and let us get your notebook as well, because I'm sure there'll be things the Lord will be speaking to you about, or notes you just want to take, things that are jump out at you that you can relate to. So let us go into She Wins with K. Renee Ward. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, K. Renee. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Adia.
How are you doing?
I am good. I am good. I'm amazing, actually. Blessed and highly favored.
Awesome. Awesome. It has been a long minute since we have caught up, but you know, we see ourselves live and kicking on social media, so all good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All good, all good. So guys, as I said, I've got my guest here, K. Renee Ward. I am so happy she's here on the Adia Talks podcast joining us today. So K. Renee and I met a few years ago at Millions Conference. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, must have been.
Maybe 2 or 3.
Yeah, so Millions Conference, the one in Atlanta. We met, I think you were one of the speakers, right?
Yes, I was.
Awesome. And yeah, I can't remember exactly what you spoke about, but I know it was, you're one of the first speakers, I think, in the VIP session we had. And it was, I remember you kind of talking about your journey, like through, I guess, corporate America, and kind of your journey to entrepreneurship and all of that. And that was really inspiring, and you're really nice. And I think I came and spoke to you afterwards and found out you lived in Atlanta, and I don't know, the rest of it kind of just happened from there.
Absolutely.
We sort of kept in touch ever since, and we've been trying to see each other for a while.
But life happens.
Yeah, it's just not happened, but hopefully I'll be over soon. Hoping I will be over. So I really was, I've just been kind of been that sort of silent friend watching you sort of in the background in terms of like just the year, and just kind of watching you evolve. And I think we all watch people evolve, but I guess you're one of the people that I've been particularly I guess I'm trying to find the right word, but just like watching you evolve has been a great thing. Just to see, because like I mean I haven't known you for a very long time, and I'm not like
right
you know, I get we haven't even seen each other for a while, but you know, you just watch people from a distance and you kind of, you know, you can tell that they're transforming and they're becoming a transformed person into the way God wants them to be and the kind of the line God is calling them to, and they're kind of moving in that direction. And, you know, sometimes I can see that in people. So you're one of the people, I probably haven't said this to you before, that I sort of have watched evolve and been just like amazed and seeing what God is doing, and it's just a wonderful, glorious thing. Even just being part of the, you have the group, the Bold group, the Be Bold
yes,
group and all of that, and just kind of watching you evolve from all of that. But before we go into like the discussion and talking about winning and what the theme of this episode is, I will give you a chance to kind of give, you know, tell us a bit more about yourself, etc., share with us what you want to, and then we can just have a chat and maybe have that catch up we've been meaning to have for so long. So
absolutely. So I mean, I don't have a huge introduction. I am, you know, God's daughter. I'm a entrepreneur. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm not a mother yet, but I'll be a mother soon.
Yeah.
not that I'm pregnant, but I'm just claiming it. I'm just putting that out there.
Exactly.
But yeah, you know, I, you know, I'm a normal person. I know that's like a lackluster introduction, but I really am just a normal person, you know, pushing through the ups and downs of entrepreneurship. I recently, like, just out loud in public and to God, like, kind of accepted my calling, you know, over the last year or so. A few of my friends basically, well, two of my friends that's prophets. Well, I only have two friends that's prophets. What am I saying? But two friends that are the two friends that I do have this prophet called me on the same day. They don't know anything about each other. They don't know each other. And both of them said that I was a preacher. So, and a prophet. So I have been, just, you know, figuring that part of stuff out, just figuring out what that means. And, you know, I knew that I was a preacher a long time ago, to be perfectly honest. I've had dreams about it for like years and years and years before I even told anybody. I think I told one person, I told my best friend, I told her that I was terrified. And then I probably never really talked about it again. I had this dream and I was on this round stage, and it was just, it was literally like the Georgia Dome full of people.
Wow.
And I was preaching and I was just like, okay, yeah, I'm not doing that. And so that's how I've been, you know, kind of rocking with it. And then, you know, things just shifted. I started fasting and praying a lot. And I think I started the Bold group, and I felt like that was kind of premature, which is why I put it on hold for a little bit to figure out like what it is that God wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of, and I need to write this letter out to the Bold members. But I kind of, I think, prematurely did something, because that's what you do in business, but not necessarily when you're called by God to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of approached that with my business mindset.
Yeah.
And then it just morphed into all these other things. And I think it is, it's definitely something that's needed, but I needed to go back and kind of refine what I wanted,
what
in
you
that
to
space
do.
And what God wanted me to do. So it's still there. I do have a podcast that's coming out called Show Up Bold. And, you know, we're going to see what is going to come out of all of this. But I do know that, you know, I have accepted it. I am who I am. You know, I am who God called me to be. And whatever that includes, then I'm just going to have to do it, right?
Yeah. So let's, I mean, just to say, actually, in terms of the point you made about, you know, the group and being premature, I think sometimes that is part of the journey of learning in terms of like, so next time you approach it, you know exactly how to do it. So sometimes, you know, that happens and that's part of it. But maybe let's just like take a step back to like understand how you evolved into, you know, even taking the step to say this is the bold group and kind of like where you're at and how you're moving forward. And this year I said, you know, I've watched you from probably just social media, but, you know, watching you with a bit of insight and with a bit of, you know, there's just things that God will draw my attention to. I'm no lie. I probably never have told you this at all, but this is just like, no, seeing you, I'm always like, this puts a smile on my face because I can just see like what God is doing, you know, your Facebook statuses. Sometimes I'm like, preach, you know, and all of that. But if we take a step back to like, you know, because the first time I met you, I think that was your, I don't know if you just started, but you were certainly an entrepreneur at the time. You'd come out of corporate America. You'd written the book on, what's the name of the book again?
Straight Out of Corporate.
Straight Out of Corporate. I remember it was something that was really catchy like that. I do have the book as well. You'd written the book and I was like intrigued because I just appeared at Millions Conference, to be honest. I didn't plan to really go. I wrestled with God as to why I should be going for so many reasons, like traveling, you know. I think I'd already traveled so much that year. So it was like, I just appeared and I was thinking, what on earth am I doing here, God? Like, I'm not even an entrepreneur. I'm in quote unquote corporate America. And like, yeah, I do ministry, but I'm just kind of starting out with that. So I'm kind of like, what am I doing here? And, you know, it was such a blessing then. But, you know, getting your book and kind of, you know, seeing like seeing your journey and seeing like how that happened for you. And there's so many people I'd seen do it and I'd admired. I mean, I'm still quote unquote I don't live in the US, but I'm in corporate America, you know, with an American company. So it feels that way. But yeah, so
corporate UK.
exact well, corporate UK, but yeah. But you know, I guess when I you know, thinking about like how you kind of came to the point of, because that was a really bold step to like say, hey, I'm gonna, you know, this is it. I'm gonna leave it, you know, behind. Like, this is the time to make that transition into entrepreneurship. How did that work? Was it something like God called you to and you knew, or was it just like, were you tired of a situation, or did you just have this knowing that this needed to happen? And, you know,
I got laid off and I decided not to accept. So in America, I don't know if this happens in the UK, but typically when you get laid off a position and you are like a top performer or somebody that's really good, just the company, so basically they dissolved my position, so there would have never been another position like mine. So they dissolved the position, they dissolved my boss's position, and then they dissolved the teams that were under me, so they laid pretty much mostly everybody off. So they were quote unquote going in a different direction, and they do that all the time at companies. It's not something to take personal, but once they do that because of the reason, typically that's not a bad reason. So you'll get other offers from within the company. So I was an area sales manager and I was over like 200 people, and my team was producing like 140% to goal. So as soon as I got laid off, I essentially got like 4 calls from different people. And so it still was me quitting, but I feel like God pushed me out of it. And he said, look, you know, you have been doing this entrepreneurship, this part-time, you know, side, I don't like to call it side hustle, because I had a real business that really made some money. My marketing agency made money before I left corporate America, which is what I recommend anybody does, like make the money before you leave. But yeah, I've had my marketing agency since 2009. And so I had no real reason to still be in corporate America, to be perfectly honest with you. And so I do feel like the layoff was a God push. And then I essentially just really stuck with the quit of it all. So I still had to quit, because I could have just, you know, signed on for another $200,000 a year job easily. But I didn't do that. And that was the beginning of, you know, a journey of, it was essentially quieter. So here I am, this, you know, executive in corporate America, and I'm running a marketing agency. So I definitely was not putting God first, even though I've always had a relationship with God. I've always prayed. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a member of a church or anything, but I've always prayed. I've always read my Bible, and I would say periodically if I compared it to now, but I always did all of that stuff. I never got unconnected with God, but he was not first.
Yeah.
Money and business was definitely number one. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I feel like I'm called for sure. Just making sure that entrepreneurs and professionals keep the main thing, which is God.
Yeah. Yeah. You're 100% right. I think it can be very, very, I'm thinking back to earlier on in my career. And early on in my career, I didn't even have close to a relationship with God. That was like through my journey. That was part of, you know, however long my career has been, that's when I kind of, you know, the relationship has evolved and I've grown and all of that. But early on, and especially when you sort of being in college or university for the UK, what we call it, you know, you're thinking, I want to get this job. I want to get this high paid job. You know, I want to get this. This is, you're just thinking all the things that come with the job, the money, the this, and that's the focus. And it's taken a lot for God to like shift that away. Like, it's literally not my priority anymore, those things. But I understand that process of just, you're like, it's about the money, it's about this, it's about that. But I guess that's even a bold step in saying like, you know, given that you had the situation where you could have taken the security of another job within the company, you decided that it was just time, you had no reason. Because sometimes, you know, being an entrepreneur, I can imagine it's like there's a bit of uncertainty in a sense. Even if it's successful, you're just like, okay, well, you're working for someone where I'm working for yourself, where like if it's for someone, you know that it's, or for company rather, you know that, you know, you get paid at the end of the month, et cetera, et cetera. So that's, I guess, still a bold move. And then you shared with us this book, which is called Straight Out of Corporate. So guys, you want to check it out. But I guess that's a great way of also sharing with people your experience of, you know, leaving and kind of the things to do to prepare for that, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I had money. So I was preparing, and I had like 3 weeks before this, I had written my resignation letter, and I was preparing and had money saved, and I just didn't do it. Like, I was just scared. I wasn't mm-hmm. taking bold moves in my life at the time. Me and my best friend would talk about it. I remember one conversation in particular where she was just like, I just don't understand why you keep going back into this place. Like, you don't even need the money. Like, it's weird. Like, she just really called me out. I think that's the importance of having friends that'll actually call you out.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that sometimes friends could be God in human form. And I feel like I needed to hear all those things, even though I never got a chance to quit. God was just like, listen, I'm about to gut kick you out of this job. You out. Like, that's it. You know, you cannot do this anymore. And yeah. Like, the last year, I was gaining weight. I was chewing my jaw off with TMJ. I just had all kind of issues, and I still was staying there. It was like the worst relationship. Like, it was like a bad relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I still was staying. And it just shocks me every time I think back. Like, I look at it and it's like, you know, it's like that picture where God has the teddy bear. Or mm-hmm. what is it? Like, you know that picture with God and the teddy bear.
I think I saw the meme yesterday. Was it where she had the small... No. It's a picture where... I was thinking about a video, but where she has, like, God has a bigger teddy bear behind him. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that was literally my life the last year of my job, until he was just like, listen, if you're not going to cut this off, I've given you every opportunity. You wrote a resignation letter. You know, I had your friend talk bad about you. You still don't want to do it. Then you're going to get the call that I had, you know, I had fired so many people. And I mean, I had to. That was my job. I used to fire like 15 to 30 people a month. So when I got the call, I knew what the call was. Like, you're firing the firer. So, you know, like, I don't even know if that's a word, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Okay, so we kind of fast forward to, like, you're going on your entrepreneurship journey. And I don't know how long you've been an entrepreneur, like, not in corporate America, because I know that you did it while you were obviously working, but, you know, as a standalone entrepreneur, how long has that been roughly?
So that's been since 2016. So this is my second rodeo. So before I went into corporate America, I had an event planning company that specialized in listening parties for musicians and artists, like some of your big rappers and stuff like that. I did that for 5 years.
Okay.
And then I was also doing real estate investment. And then that fell up. All of that fell apart in 2008 when the U.S. had the big crash.
Yeah.
And so then I had to get a job because nothing else was going on. Like, the company fell apart. The record companies didn't have budgets. I had a bad partnership with my partner. So that was my first rodeo with full-time entrepreneurship. Then I got a job working in corporate America. And so now my second rodeo, it's been since 2016 of February.
Okay.
So about 3 years.
Oh, cool. So that was probably like just about when we had Millions Conference, you've been in for just like about a year or so.
Yeah, around that time.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Okay, cool. So you created this group called, it was Be Bold, right? The ecosystem type group. And, you know, there was, I think that's also when I started to actually see you evolve. I know you created it for people and how to, like, encourage them and have different people come on and talk about, you know, different aspects of being bold and things in their life. And it was really encouraging. But I remember so much when you had somebody come on and talk about their relationship with God.
Yeah.
The lady and talk about, she's talking about like her, you know, how she cultivates that relationship, what she does, all the different things. And I was so inspired by that because sometimes, you know, people create things that are very corporate or very like, you know, meant to be like, go, 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 like work, you know, a kind of from a very, you know, work, business perspective, but they fail to sometimes remember what is first and remember who's called us into business, ministry, you know, corporate, whatever it is. Like, it's God who's given us the ability. You know, the Bible says, you know, he would give us the power, the ability to make wealth. It's God who's given that to us. He's given us the abilities, the gifts and everything that we have. So I really was very, I think I didn't watch that. I couldn't watch that live, but I remember when that happened and I was just really, I was thinking this is so great because you're just incorporating so many aspects of, you know, what a business person should be or, you know, whether it's not business, whatever you're doing in terms of being bold, but making sure we put God first. And then I know that, you know, this year has been an interesting year for you in terms of talking about, you know, transformation and understanding more about, you know, yourself, what God is calling you to, who you are. Do you want to share with us that aspect of things as well?
Yeah, I pretty much, you know, kind of accepted the call and, like, I don't know if there are, like, any scientific or spiritual steps to accepting one's calling. I know there's the hero's journey that the world talks about and all of these different things, but I do know that there's pretty much been steps to me just finally saying, okay, God, I'll lay it all down. Cause I've been really working on trying to kill my flesh and I've been working on just putting God first. So I pretty much for the last year have done the opposite of what I have been doing in my life. So I did more seeking of God and talking to God and focusing on fast and doing, you know, different 21-day fasts with, well, the only fast that I did was with, I don't know if you know Paris, but Paris from Kingdom Fall. Leslie. Leslie from Kingdom Fall Tabernacle. I did their fast like 3 times in a row. And, you know, I've been just focused more on God. Like, that's it. And so it's funny because I still had a good year in business, but I wasn't like marketing online. I don't need in business. When you shift on me,
yeah.
So I haven't been real for anything. Business at book sales and, you know, a lot of speaking engagements, and it's funny. People just show up in my inbox and want to do business in hand. Without even like knowing what I do, it's really interesting. So, okay, God, I'm gonna try. This is the first time. It's not that I won't ever start back marketing. I just my focus, and I had to shift my priorities in my life, and that's what I spent the year doing. And to be honest with you, I call it a gap year with God. But to be honest with you, was unintentional. It's not like I said, oh, I'm about to take off. I just started praying the simple prayers of change me, oh God, make me more like you, whatever it is, saying it out loud that I accepted my calling and I laid it down. And then he started to shift. Like, I was just like, the sermons that I had been holding back from or whatever it is, like these words that just came up in my head. It was just long paragraphs and books of stuff that he just started to impart into me. And that's just pretty much it. Like, I think that it's important, if anybody could take anything away from this conversation, is that it's just not that complicated. We like to make it complicated. Honestly. You know, I talk to my friends all the time who are prophets and who do all these different things for God. And I'm just like, sometimes y'all make it so complicated. And it takes people for real, like, because when you're navigating the space of getting deeper with God, it's like, God is simple. I mean, he's really simple. Like, lay it all down. I'll provide everything for you. And we overcomplicate it.
Yeah.
Because we add so much into it. And we add this emotion and this flesh of it all. But God is, you know, he's simple. I love you. You can't, it's nothing you could do to, you know, break my heart. It's nothing you could do to be distanced from me. And guess what? I'm gonna always love you. My love supersedes any love that you'll ever have. Put me first and I'll fix everything else. Like, that's all you gotta worry about. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, stop working and quit stuff and do all of this. You know, you still have to bring, you know, organization. God is a God of order, so he's never gonna have you do anything disorderly. But
yeah,
all I'm saying is that you know, that relationship with God, that getting deeper with God, it's all you got to do is ask him to help you make the shift, and it happens. I didn't do anything special. I mean, I want it, so my will is there, and I prayed about it, and I just, you know, I also got tired. Because I got tired. Like, okay, fine, I'm tired of running. When you're running, it's like one leg goes out on you and the other leg goes out. It's like, all right, fine. But, I mean, I think it's important to know that it's not that complicated.
For sure. I think that's a good point. It's not as complicated, because sometimes people feel like, oh my gosh, this whole God thing, I can't figure it out. You know, I don't know where to start. But we need to understand that God knows exactly where we are. He knows what we're lacking at a certain time. He knows what we actually do need. And he wants it more for, one thing I've learned this year is he wants it more for us than we even want it for ourselves. in terms of that relationship. And I was actually, I think I was typing a message to a friend today and saying, it's literally like this weekend particularly, I had a bit of an epiphany where I was like, it's literally like the Lord told me, like, a lot of us just kind of waste our time, or we prioritize other things above him. And he's just like, just me, just like, get to know me, spend time with me, put me first, and just watch everything else fall into place. And then sometimes we think, oh, we know God, but I'm going to do this thing my own strength, and, you know, I'm going to go, you know, put the effort, and it's effort and all those things are good, but like, putting God first is key, and it's priority, and it's not complicated. It's as simple as you said, just surrendering to God and just laying it all down and just letting him lead you and follow along. But in all of like your journey and everything that you've had, especially this year, have you had a situation where you saw God, I like, where your trust or your faith has had to like come up higher?
Oh, absolutely. Because if you're all about business, I mean, there are certain things that you're always doing or pursuing that, you know, are worldly. Like, that stuff is a lot of what we need to do to survive as entrepreneurs, you know, if we're just following the trends of what people are doing to garner customers and all that stuff, is worldly. So I just put my faith in God that I, like, look, if I say I'm gonna have a, you know, a Christian podcast, and if I say that I'm not talking about business and I'm not constantly promoting for someone to sign up, well, then God, if I'm saying this stuff, then I need you to help me in the other areas. And So my faith had to shift, because I still wasn't, like, now I'm just now, like, really coming to the point where it's, like, okay for me. Like, I know where, what I need to be doing in the kingdom, so now I could get back to business. You understand? Like, It's not that I'll spend less time with God now. It's just that I've shifted my total priority. So everything that I need to do with God and for God is going to go first. And then I can take care of my business. I can operate, you know, I guess it's, you know, for lack of a better term, it's kind of like marketplace ministry, but, you know, everything that I do first is going to be honoring God with the first fruits of everything that I do. And once I get the foundation of how I'll honor God, and I'll use my voice, you know, to honor him and to help people with their transition through life and business. Once I get that foundation, then I can do everything else that I want. Like, he's fine with us doing what we want. He's fine with us having the desires of our heart. It's just, you know, a hierarchy to it all. Like, he just has to be first.
Yeah. And I know one thing I know from experience is, once you, and you know, I can see it with everything you're saying, you know, once you get, once you put him first and you're getting closer to God and he's your priority, naturally those things that he desires for you become, like, it's like your desires and his desires become aligned, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, the things which, you know, maybe you desired, as we talked about, like, you know, and I was saying about early in my career, the things I really desired, I don't desire that. I don't have a taste for them anymore. I don't desire them. I don't even remember some things because they're just not my desire, you know. So just encouraging everybody that's listening out there, you know, if you're ever struggling with God, you know, the desires of my heart, and you, maybe you know the desires of your heart are not really in the line with God, just kind of forget about it and focus on really pursuing God, getting closer to him, and just watch your desires change. Just, like, literally watch him change your life, basically, is the message. Okay, great. It's been wonderful talking to you. Do you have anything else you like to share with us? Anything you know, you're a preacher now as well.
I do not have a prophet.
You might have a word as well, you know?
No, I do not have a preacher or a blueprint in anything. I'm still learning. I said I accepted the call, and now walking in it is totally different. I'm actually, you know, I'm hiding from people who I know that if I say this out loud, that they're going to be like, oh, well, come preach here. I know, but seriously, I'm not hiding from anybody. I am walking into this calling, and it's just more to come. That's all I have to say. God gave me a word right around New Year's. I think that was New Year. The New Year, like, I think it was right around right before the New Year last year. There's more to come. And for me, there's just more to come. And I just need to stay faithful as those things come, as I change. I'm not the same person that I was 2 days ago. So I can't even tell you or begin to tell you what it is that's coming. I do have a podcast. I don't have a release date on it. It's just going to pop up. It's called Show Up Bold. I'm doing everything that I do. And I guess this is ministry. It's going to be a little different from business. It's not, you know, it's not going to be so structured and mapped out and all of this stuff. It's going to be in order, but it's going to be based on, you know, how God is telling me to do things. So I'm just following his lead, to be honest with you, and praying that I'm hearing, you know, hearing him correctly and hearing, you know, his voice clearly and explicitly.
Awesome. Well, as you were talking, I just like literally was just like hearing God say, you know, concerning you and all the things you're doing, as he's told you, like there's more to come for sure. But what I really hear him say is it will bring like changes in people around you, like your family or, you know, other people around you, close friends, whatever. Like the transformation will be, it's literally like, you know how you put a light on and a light like basically reflects on everything around it and it brings light to whatever's around surrounding that light. It will do the same for everyone who's around you. So that's awesome. It's such a beautiful transformation. Literally, it's like just like a light bulb and just such a beautiful transformation. I'm so excited and I'm so happy to just keep watching you.
Thank you so much.
What God the Lord is doing, and and just all of that. So I'm so grateful that you've come on this, because this series we're talking about winning, and what we're trying to highlight is people in different aspects of life, you know, going through their transformation, like you are, like you have, discovering your call, discovering more about yourself, kind of moving from the different things you've moved from, and how you're just winning in all those situations. How, you know, the win might not be the typical thing that the world sees. We don't win the way the world wins. Our win is to be in alignment with what God would have us do, and to be more and more like Christ, and to be transforming. So our transformation happens in different areas because we're having different experiences in life, but just showcasing, you know, winning from that perspective. So I'm so glad you came and you stopped by this podcast.
Thank you so much. I want you guys listening
to when Kay Renee, I want you to follow her on Instagram. So you're on Instagram, Facebook, I guess Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're on Twitter.
Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, I'm everywhere. Okay. On LinkedIn, I'm Keisha Renee Ward. On Instagram, I'm K Renee, K-R-E-N-E-E Ward. And on Facebook, I'm Keisha Renee Ward or K Renee. I should come up on there on all platforms the same. And if not, my website will tell you everything, and that's kreneeward.com.
Awesome. And your podcast will be out soon.
It'll be out soon. It's called Show Up Bold, and I'm excited about it, and I can't wait.
Yay. We'll definitely keep you guys posted on this podcast when Kay Renee's podcast is out, so you guys can tune into that, learn how to show up bold, and, you know, keep on being bold in everything you do, you know? The righteous as bold as a lion. So let's go. So thank you so much, Kay Renee, for coming, joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
And we will catch up really soon.
Yes, we will.
Really soon. I'm hoping I can just get from Seoul free ticket over to Atlanta over Christmas, but who knows?
You never know.
Who knows? So thank you again. And thank you, everybody, for tuning into the Adia Talks podcast and tuning into this series. Make sure you follow us on social media, Adia Talks, on most of the platforms, Adia Talks Real on Instagram. And, you know, go back and listen to like the previous episodes. Make sure you share it with a friend. Give us feedback as well. We want to hear from you, what you want to hear about, et cetera, et cetera. Although I go by the mandate of what God says I should go by, but it'll still be good to hear what you want to hear about and we can see. But thank you, everyone, again. Thank you, Kay Renee. And take care. And God bless you.
God bless you as well.
So people, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I hope you were inspired, blessed, you know, just I hope it triggered something in you. So thank you so much for stopping by. Kay Renee gave us the details of how we can follow her on the social network, so make sure you do so, see what she's about, what she has on, etc. And thank you so much for tuning into this series. I hope it has blessed you. Please do leave us a review on whatever platform you are listening to this on, or follow us on our social media platforms. Just let us know, like, how, you know, give us some feedback, how it's blessed you, any testimonies, anything that resonated with you. You can follow us on Adia Talks Real on Instagram. That's probably we're the most active, but we're also on Twitter, Adia Talks, and Facebook as well. We have Adia Talks. We also have a prayer room over on Facebook. You can follow me as well, Moadia, on all these platforms, really. Moadia _ on Instagram. But yeah, want to hear from you, want to see how it's blessed you, if you're enjoying this series, and all of that. So take care. Thank you again for stopping by this podcast. Make sure you share it with a friend. Take care and have a wonderful rest of the day, evening, night, wherever you are.